Title of the message this evening is called The Ugly Bridge. And by ugly bridge, I'm talking about death, of which I've had some close encounters here lately. Not personally, but you know my story. Universal to all humans, there is birth. You've all been born. There's life, or you wouldn't be sitting here. And there's death. Then the subtitle to death is, then there is heaven or there is hell. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 27, of verse 50 and 51. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, and he yielded up his spirit. And then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. And it goes on to talk about many of the things that happened on that day, that the dead even came out of the graves and came into town, and I'm sure that was an interesting day. Unless the rapture takes place, and we talked about those inevitable things, there's birth, there's life, there's death, and there's eternity, and you're going to spend it in either one place or the other, but unless the rapture takes place, we're all going to die. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 21 says, it is appointed unto man once to die. That's part of the process. Unless the rapture happens to take place, it's appointed unto man to die. How many people are not prepared to die when it is one of the guarantees, the very few guarantees of life? You know, we prepare for a lot of things. We prepare for the winter. We prepare maybe for retirement. We prepare to go to college. We prepare to get married. But so many people don't prepare to die. And the Bible tells us how that we must do that. But when we die, we must cross that ugly bridge. That death. To get to the other side. That's why the Bible does tell us to look up and hope for the Lord's return before that takes place. But when we cross over that bridge, there's two sets of gates on the other side. The gates of heaven and the gates of hell. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the streets of the city were pure gold, like transparent glass. This is describing heaven. This is describing where God lives. There's gates in heaven on the other side. And then there's the gates of hell, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. It talks about it. And I also say to you that you, Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On the other side of the ugly bridge are two gates, or two sets of gates, the gates of heaven and the gates of hell. Heaven's gates are locked from the inside. Hell's gates are locked from the outside. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, we see that Jesus has the keys to the gates. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Jesus now owns the keys to these gates. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to Hades and to death. Sounds like some pretty important keys. He got those keys because he was willing to cross the ugly bridge of death. He was able to take the keys away. In John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There are the gates, but he's the door. He's the way you get to the gates, the pearl gates. It is through Jesus Christ. And it's because of what he did on this very day that we celebrate that makes that possible for us. We don't like to talk about death. We don't like to talk about the ugly bridge. It's a bit like the disciples when Jesus tried to explain to them that he was going to have to suffer and die, and Peter said, "Far be it from you, Lord." And Jesus had to rebuke him. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to talk about it. We don't like to talk about it. Jesus' ugly experiences on the way to that bridge, we don't really like to talk about that either. We've sung about it. We've talked about it. Harlow read scriptures about it. Usually we're kind of in a hurry to skip over all of those things and to get right to the resurrection. The happy ending. And praise God, there is that happy ending. What you might find interesting is that all of the things that are recorded in the Gospels about Jesus and his life, that nearly one-third of all the material recorded was devoted to the last week of Jesus' life. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus' death really was the central mystery of his life. To them, the writers, the majority of the script was taken up by the last week of his life. Two of the Gospels mention the events of his birth, which means two of them don't. All four have a few pages about his resurrection. But all four record in detail the events leading to his death. Why do you suppose that is? Because of its centrality to the work of the gospel. Every human was born. Jesus was born. Every human, albeit Jesus was born of a virgin. And there were a very few men that were raised from the dead, Lazarus being one. But when it comes to the death of Christ, the created, that would be us, killed the Creator, that would be him, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He was killed here on this terra firma, on this earth that he created. Emmanuel. It was so heinous that the planet itself convulsed. We saw in the scripture that the ground shook. And it wasn't just a small shaking. It shook till rocks split. The sky went black. Dead people came out of the grave alive. Things were really twisted up when this happened. Even the world itself, the earth, the creation, shuddered at what man had done. Sinful man committed the worst possible sin. How could it be any worse than that? How could it be any worse than killing the Son of God? And yet, when he was on the cross, he said, "Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." The very people, the very creation that killed him, he died for. You see, Jesus' whole goal was to die on the cross. I'm not quite done with this sermon, but we're going to stop here. Mary's going to come and play and sing a special. Other than Phyllis, I think I'll just have you come forward. I'm going to hold Somebody will serve you, Phyllis, so don't worry. I'm going to hold these, the symbol of the blood in my right hand and the symbol of his broken body in my left, and I want you to just come as she begins to play and to sing and pick one of these up and take it back to the seat with you. And then I'll lead you in communion after everyone has been served.
Secret of your presence.
Thank you, Mary. You hold in your hands the symbol of that very sacrifice that Jesus made for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, that's what we read every communion service practically. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, we recognize that this is a symbol, but we recognize it's a very important symbol because it is a symbol of the abuse that you took, the beating, the broken body for our sake. We cannot understand why you would do it, but you have shown us love that cannot be compared, and we thank you for that. So we're going to take a moment, and we will partake of the bread. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Lord, we also recognize that we hold in our hands that which was shed to take away sin, that which now stands as a testimony in our life against the sin that we want to or do commit. Lord, you shed your blood. We belong to you. You bought us with this price. We acknowledge that. Shall we partake together? To cross the ugly bridge, the penalty for the sins of anyone, to pay for the penalty of the sins of anyone who will receive it. It's an amazing thing. There's so many people in this world. There's been so many people that have lived in this world. Every single one of them have the opportunity to be able to spend eternity in heaven because of what Jesus did. All they have to do is receive it. Jesus crossed to take the keys from the devil, to take ownership of the ugly bridge. As Christians, we no longer have to fear death. Jesus paved the ugly bridge with his blood, and all of his own, that would be us, find the bridge to be very beautiful. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through 23. "For me to live is Christ," this is Paul's words, "and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor, yet what I shall choose I cannot tell. Between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better." That's because the ugly bridge was paid in Christ's blood, and it is now beautiful. Last scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54 and 55. "So when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in,'" say that last word with me, "'victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?'" Thanks be to Jesus Christ. Sunday, we're going to celebrate the resurrection. I'm thankful we can celebrate that every year. We can celebrate it every day, but particularly set aside Easter Sunday to celebrate that every year until Jesus returns, because it's such a reminder that he is in control. Amen. Dan talks about it a lot when he's leading worship. The devil's not in control. He likes you to think he is. He wants you to think you're in control. But Jesus is in control. Amen. All right, we're going to close. Lord, we thank you. How can a funeral become a celebration? How can passing over that ugly bridge be beautiful? It's all because of your blood, Jesus, and we thank you for it. Pray you bless your people as we move through this weekend. Pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thanks, Harlow.